flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. Lots to get to this hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A few minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, Miguel Almirón coming back to Atlanta. Very much looking forward to seeing him as a member of the Five Stripes once again, and hopefully returning the Five Stripes to glory like he did when he was here before. It's been a while. It's so funny how fast time flies.
Yes.
Sports does such a good – kids do a better job of it, but sports do a great job of, like, reminding you to check in on that kind of stuff. It's like, dang, it's been 6 years since he left?
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
It's been a
long
time.
You said to me, what was 10 years ago? Oh, the dunk contest with Levine and Gordon. That was 2016?
Yes.
What?
Unbelievable.
How can that possibly have been a decade ago?
Unbelievable.
That's insane. But yeah, so we chatted with Chris Henderson about Miguel Almirón and everything going on with Atlanta United. It was 20 what?
I think it was 2018.
What was 2018?
Levine. I think it's 2018.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little bit better if that's true.
Yeah.
Because a decade seems like way too long for that to be. 8 years still seems like a long time, too. So Miguel's coming back. Hopefully we're going to get some more news about another designated player spot before too long. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 15 minutes as well. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on Almirón, the Falcons, all of that stuff, and we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
But I know you were talking about this weekend, because there's two new things I got to watch on Hulu, Andy.
All right.
This one, and I caught a little bit of it, Say Nothing, about the IRA, basically the founding of the IRA and all that stuff. And then,
what is the IRA?
The Irish Republican.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And then this Paradise. Because you ever seen This Is Us, Randall, the black dude that's on This Is Us, he got a show that's coming out right now. I think it came out yesterday. So I got stuff to do this weekend.
Oh, you're good.
I got stuff to do this
weekend. Booked up.
Yeah, I'm booked up, man. But it's supposed to rain tomorrow, right? I think it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow.
Maybe going
to
rain this afternoon.
And
possibly.
So, yeah, rain only means stay in the house.
Yeah.
You're meant to stay in the house when it rains.
It's a great excuse to stay
in
the house.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. No, you don't need to be out in there.
Or if you want to brave the elements.
Tell them what you can do.
And you're ready for it and you want to come hang out and you're going to free Michelob Ultra. Come hang out with 92.9 The Game, me, and Michelob Ultra for an Atlanta Hawks watch party. They take on the Pacers on Saturday. That's February 1st, 4:30 at McRae's Tavern in Smyrna. Home game for me. I can walk. Oh, it's raining. It's going to be hard to walk.
No, it's not. That's Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
I don't think it's going to rain. It's only clear Saturday.
I got an umbrella.
I'll tell you this.
And a raincoat.
Okay.
Anyway, the first 100 fans are going to get a free Michelob Ultra.
I might stop by, bro.
The first 100.
The game starts at 4:30?
Starts at 5.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Hold on, because if it starts at 5.
Game starts at 5.
If the game starts at 5, I might be able to make it, dog, because we're going to be over there tomorrow.
And the
Saturday.
Game won't even really start till like 5:10.
Okay.
So you got time.
I got time.
I'll hold some.
Hold
hold some Mick Ultras for
make
you.
Make sure you put some away for me.
Put some on ice. Right. Cold room temperature.
I ain't missed the beat. I like my beer cold and my liquor hot.
He was over last night having some. And it's not room temperature. It's garage temperature.
Okay.
He was over last night having some garage temperature buds, and he was telling me about the listener that went to his house and did the termite inspection for him. And the guy said to him, "Oh, yeah, you're Andy's dad. You like the warm beer."
Uh-huh.
My dad doesn't have a problem correcting folks at all, which I love about him. He will make sure that you get it right.
Right.
He was like, "No, I like garage temperature."
Yes,
beer.
There you go.
Just to correct the record.
Get his ass right, Mr. B. But I like my beer cold and my liquor hot.
All right, we'll get you some cold Mick Ultras on Saturday, and 99 other people can also have a free one if you show up. The first 100 fans are going to get a free Mick Ultra. I don't think they realize what they're doing. I don't think they realize the fury that they're unleashing on McCray's, like our listeners.
I love McCray.
And free beer.
But McCray's with 100,
they're going to be there.
McCray's with 100 people in it. That's a jam-packed situation.
It is. Now, they got the big back room.
They do.
And that's probably where we'll watch the game.
We used to do college football game time with McCray's. With me, Chuck, and who's with was Chris. Go for it. And so we used to do all those. And I should love that one. Because we have, obviously we're doing it on Saturday, but that was a Oklahoma State watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's why Chuck Reed was like, loved him some of that deck. Them Pokes, go Pokes.
It's,
like,
it's
go
always
Pokes.
Funny when you don't know because there's a lot of bars are like there's that one over there by the Piedmont Park that's a Michigan State bar.
Yeah.
And we've hung out over there a couple times. And then every once in a while, like a Michigan State game will be on, and it's just packed with Spartan fans.
Yes.
It's crazy. There's all kinds of cool bars like that around town that have allegiances, or they're like the home base for fan
bases.
It's
always cool. But that's
really
cool. Because I remember when I was living in San Diego, I tried that on Pacific Beach. I'm talking about a hole in the wall. I guess y'all would call it a dive bar.
Dive bar,
it's a Georgia bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
Really?
There
was enough people? That's so fun.
Yes.
That's really, really fun.
Because, it's a military base. San Diego military, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is cool. All right. Smoke and Joe in about 10 minutes from right now. AMA at 140. Get your questions ready. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Almiron to the right. It's Almiron going for goal. Score! And Atlanta United has a trip to the Eastern Conference Final by the collar.
Yeah, so that's a call from 2018 when Atlanta United went on to win the MLS Cup. That's Miguel Almiron.
Miggy!
One of the great players in the history of the club. Coming back.
He's back.
We kind of knew it was going to happen. It's been rumored for a while. We were hoping Garth would tell us last Thursday. He couldn't.
Right.
They got it done, and Chris Henderson was on with us today talking about it. And so that's awesome. The thing that I really like about what we heard from Chris Henderson, and hopefully this is true, like it's obviously what he's going to say, but hopefully it's true, is that, he's obviously Miguel Almiron, who we love from Atlanta United past. But he's better.
Yeah.
He's played in the English league for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's become a more savvy player. He's still got the speed and all the stuff that makes him a dynamic athlete, but he's become a much better soccer player, which you would imagine that he would playing at that level of competition and that coaching and all that stuff. So, as much as you're getting Miguel Almiron back, hopefully you're getting an improved version
Almiron. Let's hope so. I think that, obviously we love the name and we love him and we remember how it was when he was here, him and Joseph together, the excitement and obviously winning of the MLS Cup. I mean, that's just, is what it is. But, you only get because he was a really young player then.
Yeah.
And like you said, he went to the hardest league in the world, playing for Newcastle, grooming, playing around probably better talent than he was at that moment, but maybe, continue to grow and process as a player. And now he's coming in home. All right. I look at it, he's coming home, and now he's going to be a big part of what they're trying to do here in Atlanta as far as getting this team back to Mike Conley calling goals like that.
Yeah, playoff games.
Yes, playoff games.
I think they won a couple playoff series last year, but you know what I mean.
That kind of thing is like that. And so, I mean, it's exciting. Obviously, we're still waiting to see if they're going to get a striker. That's all, he could tell us is about we're trying to acquire a striker, and it's a fragile time right now.
That was an interesting way to put it.
Very.
Right?
Very, very.
So, if you say the wrong thing to us, you might screw it up.
You know what I mean? So let's
I assume who he was talking about. Sure he has the Odyssey app.
And he's from Denmark?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What country is he from, Abe? Latte Lath. He's from a country somewhere.
I think he's from Denmark.
Is that right?
I don't know. Damn clue. Andy?
I don't even know how to spell his name, so I can't even look it up.
Is he from?
Hey, Abe, where's Latte Lath from?
Ivory.
Oh, Ivory Coast.
Oh, really?
Côte d'Ivoire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had a very different picture in your mind of what Latte Lath looked like.
Damn sure did. I know, I know he's a brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know he's a brother, but I know what kind of brother was he. You know, is it a German brother? Is he, you know?
Okay, so he looks like this.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a picture of him.
Oh, I've never seen a picture of him.
Yeah, but okay. They got pigmentation people.
Yeah,
in Denmark.
No, they got people all over the place.
Yeah, they got people all over the place. So, yeah, I just assumed. I didn't know.
That's nice, from the Ivory Coast.
I love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Me too. There was a run of great players from the Ivory Coast a number of years ago.
Really?
I'm sure there still maybe is, but like Didier Drogba, remember that guy with Chelsea? Scoring billions of goals in the EPL.
Did I know him?
That was pre-EPL, Randy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and that guy used to dominate.
Randy didn't. So sorry. Well, I've always watched soccer, but I never got into it until I hung out with a couple American soccer dudes. And American soccer, you know.
And that's why you like Liverpool.
Yeah, that's why I like Liverpool.
Did you ever have – this is why I asked Chris Henderson about – because he said Miguel Almiron's English has gotten really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, does he talk like British English? Because that's where he learned it.
Right.
Do you ever have – because the reason I asked that was personal – do you ever have a friend or friends that went over there or studied abroad or something like that and came back and tried to like incorporate it?
Mm-hmm.
How did you react
to that? You'll shut that blank up?
Yeah, no, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go down the pub.
That's exactly what I said.
We're not in Ireland.
That's exactly what I said at that
point. Get out of my face.
I was like, man, get the hell out of my face, dog.
All right. Bunk, you want to go down the pub?
Hey,
no.
Man. Your ass is from Milledgeville, Georgia. All right? Your ass from Milledgeville. All right? Don't come up here acting like your ass from Milledgeville, Southampton. Okay? All right? Okay? You're not. All right? You're not from Wales.
Your buddy come back. He's
you're
like,
not from Wales.
These are my lads. No, we're not your lads.
Dude,
we're not.
I promise you.
I might not even be your friend anymore if you say that again.
I had a partner do that same thing. You're like, bro, show that country ass down.
Yeah.
All right, even Milledgeville. Everybody know what Milledgeville known for.
What are they known for?
The crazy house down there.
Oh, I don't know about it.
Yeah, the crazy house in Milledgeville.
What is it?
The crazy house.
I know, but what do you mean? Like, what happens at it?
What do you mean?
I've literally have zero context
like
of what you're talking about.
Like a psychiatric hospital?
Yeah.
Like, what is the crazy house?
Yeah, the crazy house.
Oh, it's like a psych ward.
Yeah, the crazy house.
I didn't know that. Again, you can keep saying that
100
times in a row.
I keep looking at it.
In different tones.
I keep looking at both.
And
like,
I'm not going to know what you mean.
I keep looking at both.
I was like,
you know what I mean?
I don't, like a haunted house, or it's a house for mentally...
Yeah, the crazy house.
Again, you got to stop just saying that. You got to try it. You got to try a different way, man.
Like diabolical criminals locked away in there, probably?
Yeah.
Psychiatric hospital ward.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't say it again. You're going to say it. His tone got higher and higher. The crazy house. The crazy house. The crazy house. The crazy Thanks. I don't know what that means.
You might have knew what it meant.
And that's, they got one down there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And still running?
I would assume so.
Okay. Hang on, I'm Googling it. Milledgeville Crazy House pops up. It's an asylum. I don't think that thing's open still. I think that thing's closed. Dude, that looks haunted.
Yes.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah. It was always scary there, because that
just
was
worth
like
going to visit.
We're going to send your ass if you don't get right.
Right, fair enough. Yeah, yeah. Central State Hospital, they called it. Wow. Don't go there. All right. Sure, Smoking Joe Patrick's not scared. Probably been there a few times. We'll talk to him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.